Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and across the Media Brew Communications Network. Every so often, I talk about something that just shows up in my email, and what showed up in my email was about an event that's happening at 10 o'clock today. That's right after the show. We like getting these smaller community events out there because when they add up, it shows us there's a lot going on. And community artist events are sometimes not as well publicized as they might be. And I have on the phone, who do I have on the phone after all? I shouldn't even ask your name.
Hi, I'm Virginia Olson from Mishigami.
Can you tell us a bit more about this? It's been going on for how long? What is it about? Just give a listener who might want to just take a quick 40 minutes and go up there from Marquette, but they could be coming from Ishpeming, or they could be coming from Republic, or they could be coming from Barraga. They can come from almost any location. What, can you talk a little bit about the event and what it represents?
Sure. Our DDA, our Downtown Development, is an organization that has been putting these events on for the last 3 years. We get artists from all over the UP, so it's really very interesting. All homemade, hand-crafted, very talented people. So it's a very exciting market to come to.
Can you give an example of what people could expect to find? You've obviously already got all your artists available, although, I don't know, does registration go right up to the beginning of the event?
Yes.
So that's wonderful.
They can just show up and set up their tent and table. We do ask for a donated item for a raffle. We don't charge any table space.
It's very cost-effective. We always hear about the starving artist. Well, we're hoping they're not starving, but near starving, trading off some of their is probably one of the best things they could do for getting into an event.
It's surprising, the variety of items that the people bring, from wind chimes to wooden handcrafted items, jewelry, candles, jams, and things like that. Being the fall, there will probably be more of the homegrown items and bakery, too.
I'm going to tell you, Mishigami is not a great sprawling metropolis. So it's, I mean, Main Street's the one that I know best. And this is not too far from Mount Shasta's restaurant. So can you talk a bit about its location?
Sure. It's down in the Township Park, right along the lake shore. Right across from Mount Shasta, actually. It's in front of the ball field, the pavilion, playground. So it's really our township event space. It's just a wonderful, beautiful view.
Now, Virginia, you mentioned that it's been going on for 3 years. Has it been growing each year?
Yes, we're really happy. People tell others about it, and they bring their friends, and it's just a wonderful time. We're very happy.
I just learned on the TV, I still get TV, I know a lot of people have given it up, but I just learned on the TV that they get that red glass, it's like golden glass, they actually use gold inside the glass. So those kinds of little tricks and stuff, you'd learn at one of these events because you'd have somebody to ask, hey, how do you get that color in the glass?
Yes, it's really interesting to talk to people about what they have made and how they make it. And, yeah, we learn a lot, too. So we get a chance to go to each table, each booth, and just talk to the people. We've had a wonderful group of vendors, and some of them have been with us right from the beginning. So, you know, that they really enjoy coming here.
It sounds like a good event. I would encourage people to check it out. Checking out all the communities in the UP is great. Mishigami is a particularly beautiful area. I think that people oftentimes go through it on their way to somewhere else and don't quite just jump off the road and take a look at it. It's a beautiful small community that really has a lot of people involved in the arts there. And I would say that it's uniquely dense with artists. Would you say that that's true?
Oh, yes. And our location is just right off the highway. It can be seen from the highway. And we even have people coming from the campgrounds to visit our community and our event. And we have people come by boat even.
They come by all means. I think this is cool. So I want to thank you very much. Now, let's remind people the event is happening just after the show right now, and that means at 10 o'clock. It runs till 4 p.m.?
Yes, that's correct.
Treat it like a social outing almost.
People come, like I said, they come from the park. They come by boat. Of course, our regular customers come from the local townships. But we have people that have never been to Mishigami before, and this is, they are quite surprised when they come into town, and we have a museum and a few shops, not as many as we used to, but I think Mishigami is starting to come alive again, especially with the new steam engine building that they're erecting on Main Street. And that's very interesting, and people are very proud of our 1900 steam pump fire engine.
Well, I've seen that pump fire engine, by the way. I believe it was at your 4th of July event. And
yes, they've been fundraising to put up the engine house, a replica of the original engine building. And right now the bell tower is sitting on the ground, and any day now it will be erected up on top. So that's quite exciting for the folks.
I want to thank you, Virginia Olson, for coming on the 8th day to talk about the Mishigami Artisans Market. This has been going on for 3 years. You can find it at Lakeside in the Township Park. It's right across from the Mount Shasta restaurant. People can still register right up to the moment of the opening, and people can come to observe, take a look, socialize, learn stuff during the whole event. It runs from 10 o'clock until 4 p.m. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We have an event in the spring and in the fall. So come and join us.
Excellent. This is the 8th day on Sunny 101.9 and the entire Media Brew Network. We'll be right back.